Welcome to the Smart Black Girl Podcast. Who am I? You know, just an average smart black girl.
When a family member provokes you, what do you do? At this point in my life, I think I have finally figured out the answer to this question. But hey, I could also be wrong. Regardless, when your buttons are pushed for a time, you can be in disbelief at the audacity, the insensitivity, the gall, the gumption. How do you feel when this happens? I know for one, I usually feel hurt at first. I am very sensitive and I'm currently being provoked. Despite already having been hurt by the distance, knowing that this family member is poking and prodding into my life through other people bothers me. I set a boundary, and instead of being able to discuss that boundary, I was shut out and given the silent treatment. Honestly, I barely set a boundary. I just requested that I not be dealt with harshly. The family wanted to have a party for me that I didn't want. However, I knew that they wanted it, so I let them give me a party. Now, the whole situation should have been about my wants and desires, but instead it was about them. What they wanted, how, and all the offers of help came with strings attached. The more I accepted the help, I realized that the event wasn't ever about me. All I wanted to do was relax and enjoy the happiness at my achievement, yet I was critiqued and controlled. The event spiraled out of control where the family only cared about the outcome that they wanted. At this point, I couldn't focus on the task at hand because there was a mountain of pressure being held to me. As the number of people grew, so did the pressure. I could be very simple about the way that I like to do things. I really just wanted to spend time with people important to me. I wanted to tell stories about how I got this far and how my support system helped me get there. I wanted to laugh and joke around with my family. But instead, I had a nightmarish day trying to keep everyone but myself happy and content. I cried that day, alone. I eventually let my anxiety consume me and hid from my own party. Despite my best efforts, I couldn't escape. So what am I doing now? I'm learning about healing through self-love and what to do in an enmeshment. I think I'm finally releasing my anxiety by learning about the bonds that connect people and by looking to myself for approval. But I'm just an average smart black girl, so what do I know?
I hope you enjoyed your peek into my world. We just shared a drop in the sea of well-being. As we touch back down, let us find solid ground within our journey. If you'd like to share in the waves of discussion, join my Patreon. There you will have direct access to me and can share topic ideas. Thanks so much for listening, my lovely smart particle.